You're tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining us in the studio today, celebrity trainers Milton Harris and Terry the Trainer from Hustle Fit. How you fellas doing today?
Feeling good. How you doing, JJ?
Doing good. Doing good. You feel rich?
Yeah, like
feel
your
rich.
Website.
Feelrich.com.
All right. Well, we are talking about today, first of the year, a lot of people have their New Year's resolutions. A lot of people, have set some goals for themselves. I got to lose weight. I'm trying to lose 100 pounds by All-Star. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So first things first, can you tell us about how people should go about setting their goals?
First things first, everybody wants to lose weight for the New Year's. Nobody wants to lose excuses for the New Year's. Mm. You can't move forward unless you get rid of that. I think a lot of people's goals are too big, not really measurable. People want to look like Halle Berry in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. Drop 5 pounds and then work from there.
Okay.
What you got, Milton?
Yeah, I think Terry pretty much summed it up, man, because you got to start somewhere. Nothing's going to happen overnight. And if first and foremost, it starts at the dinner table, at the breakfast table, at the lunch table.
So yeah.
People just want to skip their eating habits and go straight to the gym and think they're going to kill it and just reach all their goals like that.
Yeah.
That's not the case. So my thing is first, before you even go to the gym, let's start in the kitchen where it really counts.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to reach any goal that you set.
Whether
it's gaining weight, losing weight, building muscle, losing inches around your hips, whatever the case may be, it's going to start in the kitchen. Believe that.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too. I actually found, this year was the first year that I actually spent a lot of time redoing my meals, that it had really made a difference in how my body looked.
Huge difference.
And I'm like, oh, wait, this eating thing is really serious. While we're talking about eating, for people who have no idea where to start when it comes to their eating, can you give us some tips on where they can begin?
Absolutely. Basic tips. When you look at grains, if it's brown, take it down. If it's white, something ain't right. All right? So brown rice, not white rice. That's a whole grain. Whole wheat
and
bread.
And it tastes good. People don't know. They look at it because they're like, nah.
It is not half bad.
Yeah.
People make food taste bad when in their head they've already decided it's horrible before they put it in their mouth.
That's true.
Whole wheat bread instead of the white bread. Whole wheat pasta instead of the white pasta.
Yeah.
Those are very basic changes that help with the big buzzword, carbs. Everybody's afraid of carbs.
Yeah.
Thinking carbs are going to make me fat. Like Milton said on one of our Hustle Fit videos, there's a huge difference between macaroni and cheese and donuts and things like that and a good, clean, whole grain carb.
Yeah. But for people who maybe they don't know what to eat every 3 hours or maybe they are hungry in between those times, what do they do?
I would have a real basic formula for that. So, for example, with me, it's meal, snack, meal, snack. So I might have breakfast, lunch, dinner, which you would consider to be 3 meals.
Yeah.
But I might still eat 6 times a day. I have a mid-morning snack between breakfast and lunch, mid-afternoon snack between lunch and dinner,
okay,
and then maybe a little something in the evening to hold me over.
Okay. Give us some ideas of snacks.
Because
I'm like, Doritos. Doritos be a snack.
Doritos is a lot different from Greek yogurt. If you turn around the back of that and look at those nutrition facts,
absolutely,
you're going to see a lot of difference in Doritos and Greek yogurt. And people think it's nasty, man. That stuff is actually good, you know? And it's good for you,
It's
real fruit in there, Nothing processed or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Not all the extra fat and the saturated fat and the calories that you might get out those Doritos.
Yes.
Right.
All that other junk food, that Snickers you're trying to cram down. Yeah, it's easy to pack in your purse or whatnot, but that's
right. It's
not going to do good for your body.
Right.
It's not going to reach the results you want, man.
Okay.
Milton makes 2 good points there. Number one is that the nutrition facts on the back of the label are going to tell you what you should eat for your snack. And number two, Greek yogurt is the bomb. that's one of my favorite snacks.
Exactly.
I'll sprinkle a little bit of granola on my Greek yogurt.
You're making my stomach growl already.
Or I'll have a fresh fruit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everybody doesn't have to eat it the same. I mean, it comes with real fruit in it, but you can always add, your granola in there. If you want to get some carbs in there, that's fine. You can
Absolutely.
Stuff you can add to it also. So don't think you can't dress it up just because it's healthy.
Right.
You still can do
it. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to the fellas from Hustle Fit, Milton Harris and Terry the Trainer. We're talking about health and wellness tips for the new year. Now, Milton, tell me, there are some people who maybe are just getting into the whole workout thing. They really want to do this. They, maybe they're working a couple of different jobs. They don't have a lot of time. What are some things that people can do at home in order to still stay in shape?
Things you can do at home in order to still stay in shape. Because even if you do go to the gym, even if you do come see me or you come see Terry, that it doesn't stop there. because that's just half the battle. Because you may see us an hour out the day, you know, hour and a half maybe, but, you know, the rest of the 22 and a half hours, what are you doing? You know, it's like homework, because we consider ourselves as teachers.
Right.
That's real.
And that's the homework, you know, what do you do when you're not around? Because I'm not going to be calling you 2-3 in the morning or 2-3 in the evening and, you know, checking on, you know, yeah. I might just text you and give you a little advice or a little motivation, but the fact of the matter, it lies on you if you're going to reach that goal or not. But one thing I can say, if you don't have time to go to the gym or whatnot and you need to be at home, it's a certain thing called a TRX band, and you can do all kinds of exercises
with
it.
The bands that make her dance.
And I'm not talking about those kind of bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not those kind of bands.
I could look that up, though. Okay, so no, TRX band?
TRX band, man. It comes with the actual DVD to show you what to do, what different exercises you can do along with the actual band. So that's a perfect okay. gift to yourself.
And the TRX is for everybody.
Yeah.
Like when I got my NFL guys in the mm-hmm. off season, mm-hmm. I'm working with them on the TRX. Mm-hmm. And then when I have the housewife that comes into the gym looking to tighten up the mm-hmm. core, she's doing TRX.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Okay. And I know that Milton has had me do some things at the house, like burpees, which are not even fun. I think I owe you some too.
Yeah, you owe me 50 burpees,
let's
right?
Let's not talk.
She
no,
owe you 50 and she owe me 20 from a bet she lost that we put on
that's
video.
What I owe him for. I
that sounds like 70 burpees to me. I think we need to get them right
70.
Now.
Absolutely,
we're gonna do that over a period of time. 70 burpees
JJ,
until the end of the year.
Here.
I know,
you got,
right?
You got the man that wrote your nutrition program and the man that does your personal training.
Oh exactly. No. It's
and
terrible.
And just to put this out here, Houston, she hadn't been to the gym in maybe a month and a half.
Oh, you know what? Pow, don't pow. Say that. Because I still do stuff. And I run and, you know, whatever. But I was going to say, you know, you also like push-ups, like simple, easy push-ups,
absolutely.
Right?
Body weight work is great. Cost you nothing to get on YouTube, find out what a burpee, a push-up, a squat jump, a lunge looks like, and then do it at home.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned, too, that you can go to the internet to check out those things, because you guys actually have a YouTube page where people can get some health and wellness tips, right?
Yes, yes. Exactly. We are part of the Feel Rich Network, which is the world's only multicultural fitness group that has a YouTube network deal.
Yeah.
Hustle Fit is part of the Feel Rich family. And speaking of bodyweight workouts, our latest video to date is one where Milton's breaking down how to do a 4-part ab circuit.
Ooh.
It takes nothing but your living room floor.
That's it. No equipment needed. You can apply that to your workout today.
Oh, nice. All right. What's the channel?
YouTube.com/HustleFit. We spell that HUSL fit.
Okay.
There
all right.
Go.
There it is. Before I let you guys walk out of here, you should also share your Twitter so that people know where they can contact you if they want to get some more information.
Absolutely. You can hit us individual. I am at Terry the Trainer.
I'm at Milton Harris Fit.
And together we run the at Hustle Fit account, where you're going to get the web links to all the videos we're dropping. And we want you guys to know, we want you to stay engaged. Let us know what you want to see. You're the directors and the producers of our content.
All right.
What are you struggling with? Hit us up. We'll give you a video and a shout out.
All right. I love it. Well, I'm proud of you guys. Thank you so much for stopping through today, y'all, letting us know what we need to be doing for the new year so we can get it together. We bringing sexy back. All right. It's 97.9 The Box.